Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith.
The word that kind of God has put into my heart, as I said before, we've kind of been doing it since we started. It's from Psalm 67, and I've kind of meditated on this scripture for over the years many times. God has really spoken through this particular scripture in many different ways. I'm not going to attempt to sing it. Most of the psalms were made to be sung, not spoken. There are reasons for that. There are reasons why there are 15 Song of Ascents. There are reasons why everything that has breath can praise the Lord. There are reasons, but this is not a Bible study. If you want a Bible study, then come to Roffey Place in October. We'll do a Bible study with you. This is just really what I believe is in the heart of the Lord for tonight for us. But I also perceive that some of this God has been doing since we arrived. Psalm 67 verse 1, in the NIV, the nearly infallible version, I don't know which version you use, this is the one that I speak from, it says, "May God." And I believe God wants to remind us that God, even though he's Lord, even though he's King, even though he rules everything, is still looking for the permission of our own will. I believe that God wants to remind all of us tonight, you and me again, that he will not ever lord it over us. Even though he could, even though he has every right to, but he's always looking for our will to give him permission. That's why so often in the Psalms it says, "I will exalt you, I will praise you, I will..." There's this little word, will, which is really important, which is why a little earlier I said, you know, I just challenge you, if you want to, come out the front and make a response of your will. And many of us did that. But this is a great longing of this person's heart. May God be gracious to us. This word gracious for me means that it's God's intention, it's God's choice to give you and me everything, and we don't deserve any of it. It's totally God's choice, it's totally God's intention for this 12 months and further to give us everything, even though we deserve nothing. It's totally God's initiative, it's God's decided decision that he wants to pour out on your life, on my life, on our life together, everything, even though we deserve nothing. I think that's awesome. Even before we woke up on New Year's Day, God had already decided that this was going to be a year of favor. This is going to be a year of blessing. It's going to be a year of God's abundance becoming our abundance. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know whether that encourages you or makes you feel miserable. For me, it encourages me. Because all I have to do is let it. May God be. Just God, just be gracious. God, just be who you are. God, just do what you say you can do. God, just be the person I know you to be. I don't have to do anything. I just let it be. Do you understand that? Because sometimes we can think that we have to earn brownie points or we have to earn Pharisee points to receive God's grace, but we receive God's grace because we don't deserve it. That's why it's grace. Thank you, Jesus. What comes out of this is that how God wants to grace us as Kingdom Faith and how God wants to reveal his goodness to us as Kingdom Faith is too big for me. It's too big for you as an individual. It's too big for you as a man or as a woman. It's too big for you as a husband or as a wife. It's too big for you. That's why it says, bless us. God's heart, God's purpose, God's plan for you and for me this year is too big for me. It's huge. Huge. It's massive. It's much bigger than our experience, and it's much bigger than what we carry into 2014. Yes. Yeah. It's bigger than that. Which is why God's intention is not just to bless me and bless you, but bless us and bless the us that are around us. I think that's awesome. Make his face shine upon us. There's a real key here that the face, the light, the purity that is in the face of Jesus is looking at us right now. The only reason why we look so great is because we reflect the greatness of God. The only reason why we look good is because we reflect that God is good. The only reason why we look as if we're sorted, even if on the inside it doesn't feel like it, is because we're revealing and reflecting the life of the one who is sorted, and his name is Jesus. So as church, we believe that Jesus is intending that we are the light of the world this year. We're shining. Woo! Bling, bling, bling. We're just Belisha beacons around people's lives. Because God is being so gracious to us. He's pouring out upon our lives everything, even though we deserve nothing, which moves us from zero to hero in a second of time. Somewhere, somebody in your family, in your workplace, in your life, somewhere you're going to be a hero to someone. You are. You are someone's hero. Somewhere in these next 12 months, you're going to just share the gospel. You're just going to reveal who Christ is. You're going to see God use you to heal someone. You're going to see God use you to communicate. You're going to be someone's hero in the next 12 months. From zero to hero. I like that. You might think you have to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Please don't do that. You might think you have to look like whoever. No, no. All we need to do is let God be gracious to us. God be gracious to me. Let me live out of this grace. Let me live out of this blessing. And that shining, that light, that... I call it a soul magnet. Is it right if I say that? There's something that God wants to do in us that attracts people. They just love being around us because we're so happy. Just tell your face that. Okay, well done. We're so happy. There you go. Woohoo! See, we're just so happy. Because there's a reason. Verse 2. We need to let God be gracious to us. We need to give him permission to grace us and bless us. We need to long in our heart for his face to shine upon us so that ways are known. There is something about you which is peculiar. Now take every thought captive right now, okay? There is something about, yeah, some of you are looking at, yeah, he got you. There is something about you and about me which God has made very peculiar. That's an old King James. Particular. There is something about grace. There is something about how Jesus looks at you and me personally that makes us peculiar. It's called being a Christian. It's called, we're not just singing, let your glory shine. We're letting it shine. It's not just, I'm singing this affirmation that you are all divine, but I'm living as though you are. Do you understand that? I learned very early on in my Christian life, when I became a Christian in 1986, that God did not make me to sing to a screen. He didn't. He didn't create me just to sing a song. He created me to be a song for someone else to sing. And that's what, for me, this scripture is about. That your ways may be known on the earth. Your ways may be known in Worthing, in Durrington, in Preston. Your ways may be known. That's what this year is about, I believe. And as Kingdom Faith, we believe this to be true. This is why we're starting with 21 days. We don't want to reflect stuff that we don't want to reflect. We want to reflect the light that Jesus has called us to be. Jesus came as the light of the world, but we're to be light to the world. The only way that we can live as be light of the world is by God be gracious to me. It's not my own light. It's his light shining in me. It's not your own light. It's his light reflecting in you. Is this making any sense to anybody? That your ways may be known on the earth and your salvation among all nations. And I believe as we encounter God together over this week in these four evenings, then vision evening, and then afterwards, and as we go on Sunday nights, and as we meet up in homes to pray, and is that we're going to encounter Jesus more and more and more and more, because I know that Jesus never comes out of the end. He never comes to the end of giving. As long as we're willing, as long as we stay hungry on the inside, Jesus will reveal more and more and more and more and more. None of us have got it yet, which is why he's also the finisher as well as the starter. So it's a really simple message. What kind of message is it? It's a message, hopefully it's encouraging you. Okay, maybe it's not. Hopefully it's a message that's at least cheering you up a bit. But I believe there are some things, just recap, and then we're going to pray. Let's let God be God. Let's let him be who he is. Let's give him permission. And part of earlier was giving him permission to a degree. Let's let God be God. Let's let him be everything he says he is. And let's let him do everything he says he can do. Let's just let him do that. Let's be here, not just so we get something out of this, but so someone else does as well. Bless us, O Lord. Let's seek, if you like, not just the hand of the Lord. We want God to do this and we want God to do that. It's good to do that. But let's not just seek the hand of the Lord, but seek his face. I want to be like Jesus. I want to be loving like he is. I want to be kind like he is. I want to be patient like he is. I'm not seeking his hand. I'm seeking his face. And let's be people who boldly go where no man has gone before. Da-da. Beam me up, Scotty. Because this year, in terms of where we believe God is saying the kingdom of faith, certainly in the spring, it's about being the light. Living as a people of the light. But why? So that people can respond to that and they come out of darkness. I'm just going to finish with this. I'm not going to get all scientific because I can't understand half of it. When God spoke, sound came out of his mouth. But light came out as well. And that was the best sound and light show that the universe has ever seen. But then God separated the light from the darkness. And he's been doing exactly the same ever since. He did it with you, he did it with me. Is that when he shone the light of the truth of who he was into my life, I willingly made a decision. I'm not staying in this darkness anymore. I'm going to come and walk in the light as you're in the light. And immediately I was separated from darkness into light, as many of you were that have also given your life to Jesus. And at Kingdom Faith, we believe that's what God is saying about this year, is that we're to live out of the reflected goodness and the light of Christ. We're to live out of the grace that Jesus is putting upon our lives day by day by day. Why? So that someone else can find it for themselves. So let's all stand, shall we? Again, God's been speaking to all of us since we arrived. It's not just now. All I'm doing is kind of putting words around what God is doing, I think. But I just feel in my own heart a couple of things that I want to respond to, and also maybe you do. First one is yeah, I'm recognizing Jesus is my cornerstone, and he is the one that shapes me and all the stuff that we mentioned earlier. But actually this year, I want to dedicate myself to the Lord. Now, I have no idea what that's going to mean, but then nobody ever does. Hannah never knew what that meant when she dedicated Samuel, but look what happened to him. Nobody knows what it's going to mean, because we can't dedicate ourselves into what we know. We dedicate ourselves into who we know. Jesus.
Yeah.
So maybe for some of us, we just need to make a decision. This year, Lord, I'm going to give my whole life in a whole new way for you to use, and put no, conditions around it. It's just be. God, just be. It may be for some of us, we might just for a moment have lost the sense of the reality that Jesus is with us. He said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you, and it's true. It may be that we have just not understood that his face is shining upon us. And it may be for us, it's like, Jesus, I just want to see you in a new way. I have no idea. It may be, and we're all going to do this in a little while anyway, is that you already know one or two people. Maybe they're in your family. Maybe they're in your household. Maybe you work with them. Maybe you just sit on the bus with them in the mornings. But you know, they just don't know who Jesus is. And you know them enough to know they don't know Jesus. And you love them enough to know that they can too. And we're going to pray for those people together in a little while, all together. All right? Is that okay?
Yeah.
So it's just like a few moments. Just okay, it might be okay, I just want to dedicate my life this year to Jesus in a new way. It may just be, Jesus, I just want to see you in a whole new way this year. And you can just do that in your own heart. I found that just to keep concentration, sometimes it's good to talk it a little bit so you can hear it, but that's entirely up to you. But in a couple of minutes, I'm just going to get us all to pray for at least one person. And we'll all know at least one person that we just know doesn't know Jesus yet, but we know that they can. And we're just going to agree with God, and this is going to start our 21 days. Yeah, we're going to pray for this person every day until they see this light themselves.
Yeah.
Until they respond to the grace themselves. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
So just take a minute, just say in your own words, you can talk, you can be silent, you can do whatever you choose to do. But let's all respond together.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith, and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.